credibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share this episode. Help us grow. I know you wanna. Okie dokie. We have a lovely guest here from the God Pill podcast show named Augustus. So where did you come to the conclusion to judge the parents who taught you that mentality?
That was personal wisdom that I received from God.
How did you get that idea from? Like where?
You want specific specifics?
I want specific, like, did someone tell you from a different older generation to judge the parents, or you know what I'm saying?
I'm just curious. It would have been nice if I was told to look at those things, because that would have saved me a lot of heartache and a lot of stress, and you know.
So you're saying you wish you did?
No, I wish I was told to look at those things, but I wasn't told to look at those things. It was revealed to me.
I see what you're saying. Okay, I got it. So you wish you were told to assess someone's parents to predict the child or the person you were dating's behavior. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, because I was like, I don't get it. What's okay. So that makes sense.
The objective is to get married someday, to have kids someday, and to carry on a legacy.
I will say not everyone's meant to have kids. And the reason why I say that is because the last thing we need right now is screwed up children walking around shooting more people.
Right.
So I actually think that it's a good thing that we have less children. We also have overpopulation. If you look up the statistics, so overpopulation is actually very serious. So to have children carelessly is actually not necessarily a good thing. Right. Because we may not have food in the future, enough jobs, which we don't have enough jobs right now. So which comes down to a combination of overpopulation and a lack of a good economy. But also with the, but yeah, not everyone's, and some people can't have kids, like literally. So I don't want to like encourage, like some people just can't have kids. So, and that's not meant for everybody. And you know what? That's okay. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily selfish. They just don't want to have them. I don't really personally have a desire to have kids, because I feel that my current responsibility is to make jobs, because you cannot have a happy family without jobs, can you?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Who's gonna be making jobs if everyone's making babies? Nobody.
Right.
So I think some people are meant to do certain roles. Some people are meant to be, you know, the job creators. Some people are and only focus on that, and not necessarily. I may or may not have kids. If I do have kids, I'll probably adapt, because I'll be too old, you know. I mean, I agree and disagree. I do hear with what you're saying about the dating the parents thing. But the question is, can it skip or can it not? I do agree in the sense of, like, you will understand once you are fully committed or in that partnership or in that relationship, you can kind of predict whether will the parents be invading in your love life. Will you be able to have time to make love with your partner if they're invading in you all the time? Probably not. So should we fully be dating the parents? You know, like, in that sense, because it's like, well, if you're trying to have sex, you can't have sex with the parents, because that's just gross. So, like, you know, like, you got to make sure that the parents are staying out of there in that sense, and that there's established boundaries, because the last thing you want is the in-laws to be meddling in the middle of your argument that's between you and your partner. Your parents have no business to be in the middle of that. Now, if they want to advise and try to be helpful, they can be helpful, but they cannot be meddling, putting it in there. So
definitely not.
Yeah, there is a risk factor. So keep in mind, everybody, like, it's good to kind of meet the parents when you're ready, and if you are the ready. I do agree, though, in a sense, with what you're saying, because if you watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I do think people overthink meeting the parents.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And instead of just dating the parents and getting drilled tough, serious questions from the parents, you can flip it. And you can ask the serious, tough questions to the parent.
That's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah, and as you're talking to the parent, as you're with them, you're like, all right, so instead of them saying, so, all right, son, so what environment were you raised in? You could flip it and say, what environment What environment was your daughter raised in? How did you raise your daughter? How did you raise my possible wife to be? How do I know what kind of family I'm going to marry into? It's another level. It's another level.
Or I hear you. I agree with part of it. I disagree with part of it. But I hear your points, though. You have valid points. I will say you can also spin off of it and say, tell me how you were raised.
Right.
Everybody likes to share stories, right? So if you actually ask the parents, tell me how you were raised. How did you grow up? Parents actually like that. Yeah. I'm a very curious person. So I have a tendency to just ask people like, oh, so how were you raised in that time? And then they just tell me.
Yeah.
Like people don't, that's why I say, don't overthink mean parents and things like that. You know, it's all about how you're making the environment. How are you creating the tone? Really? Yeah. If you go in there uptight, like, then it's going to be uptight, you know? If you go in there, like, relax, like, oh, tell me about how you're raised. I heard that you're from so-and-so and knowing how to make conversation, you know, then you relax the parents. I agree and disagree because that might just spark up controversy, though, because some parents might get defensive because if they screwed up their daughter.
Well, see, that's the thing,
though. Then they're going to be like, you know.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. If the parents get uptight like that, then that's a clear sign that that's not the type of person or the type of family that you want to marry into.
Well, not necessarily, because people do change, though. People do change and evolve. You know, maybe they realized they made a lot of dumb mistakes raising their child when their child was 10, but they chose to get in touch with their inner spirituality and religion or get mental health treatment. Or, you know, I have a guy friend of mine that has a mentally ill mother. Like, literally, she's mentally ill. She's got narcissism and other crap. She's not a good mother. Not a good mother at all. But he is a great guy.
Right.
So, to be fair, you can't fully judge that in that aspect. But so take that, you know, as it applies, depending on the situation.
Well, see, there's one thing to judge, then there's another thing to perceive, to observe.
Well, because you can observe, but don't dismiss a person. Like, that sounds harsh. That's too
not hard. I'm not saying dismiss. I'm not saying dismiss. I'm just saying these are things to pay attention to.
Yeah, it's a thing to pay attention to. But don't dismiss the person because they have a shitty parent. Excuse my French.
Yeah, I'm not saying dismiss. What I'm saying is, if someone's trying to date someone, and they find out that their parents are crazy,
right?
Then they know a little bit of that crazy is going to be on the child. Why? Because they had to put up with it. So not to dismiss, but to say, okay, I'm pretty good in psychology. It's not the parents. It's just, you know, I could deal with a little bit of crazy. I could put up with a little bit of crazy. Well, and they could decipher if they're willing to go through with it or not.
Well, and I will say, too, is that you make a valid point. And also, I agree and disagree with the part of marrying the family. You do marry the family, but at the same time, you don't. That's very old, very, very old school, which I don't fully agree with that.
Old school works, though.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I don't know. There's a lot of lonely marriages. So, and it's a different modern era now, but I will say, like I said, a hybrid version, knowing the boundaries, it's not the old school mindset is for everyone to be entangled and not establishing boundaries to tell your parents to butt out when you're in the middle of an argument. The old school mindset is people butting into your arguments. No. In the modern era, people tell you to butt out. If I'm in the middle of me and my husband are having a disagreement or having a discussion to work things out, you have to tell your parents to butt out.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, that I don't agree with that old school mindset. The new way is millennials don't want to put up with that. We're tired. We're like, no, butt out.
Oh, yeah.
This is my marriage. Butt out. I'm having sex with him. You're not.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he's paying the bills. You're not. Right. So, and he might be paying for your retirement. So you better be respectful.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So that's where we have to learn to find that fine line of boundaries. I do hear what you're saying, though. I think that you should not dismiss someone if they come from crappy parents. But at the same time, it should be a concern, like you said. Like, I think you should, like, you should have that open-hearted conversation with the person you're dating in a relationship with, like, should I be concerned about this? Is this parent, is this neurotic, like, for example, my guy friend has a narcissistic, mentally ill mother. So you, if I was dating him, I would say to him, do I have to worry about her getting in the middle of our marriage? And if he says, heck no, I'm telling her to butt out. Then you don't have to worry about that. You see what I'm saying? So I like, or you could say things like, I've noticed that your mom behaves this way, or I noticed your dad behaves this way. Do you think that you possibly inherited some traits from them? That's a good open-ended conversation that's not judgmental, you know, and like, make sure you guys are drinking wine or having a nice fireplace evening where you have that conversation. That's a sensitive topic.
Make sure that it kicks in a little, so you know he can open up with
because that's a sensitive topic. And I, like I said, I'm a big believer in mental health and compassion. So it's like, there's a lot of people that come from mentally ill, crazy parents, and we want to sometimes give people the benefit of the doubt. But that concern is valid point, where it's like, you have to question, will they be invading in your marriage? Will I have to worry about that? Where's the boundaries going to be? You see what I'm saying? Because I plan on being, you know, very successful. And it's like, you know, I will, if he doesn't stick up for me, I will, or I'll butt out of the relationship partnership, like you were saying. Like, I'll be like, I'm not dealing with this. If I'm going to help with their retirement, you better not be treating me like crap. So you better respect me, and I deserve to be respected, you know, like we're talking about. So Augustus does have definitely valid points for sure. But like, sorry for your friend, guys. It's a sensitive topic, right? It's a sensitive topic. So we have to wrap up now. So the lesson is, everybody, one, should we be assessing someone based on their parents? Yes and no. All right, Tate. So do you have any final words of wisdom before we wrap up?
Man, if you guys are if you guys aren't already, subscribe to the Genie, subscribe to all of her channels. She will guide you in the right direction.
Thank you. And also subscribe to the God Pill episodes and the God Pill podcast, of course.
Yes indeed. Yes indeed.
You can find
every Tuesday.
You can find the God Pill & Compatibility on Apple, on Spotify, on probably Podcast Addict and other places with our Transforming Media Network sponsors and with Marcus Hart. He's amazing, giving him a shout out. And that's all for today. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. You got some insight and you learned some lovely things. And it's a very fascinating topic. And we will probably talk more about this issue in another episode for sure. So thank you so much, guys. And sayonara, peace out. Okay, ciao.